Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah. A-Dream in the building. Shout out to Bree.
What up, Bree?
We finna go in. Look,
yes, sir.
Look, we came to break down a few topics here. So if you got time, sit and acknowledge it. It's positive, uplifting, and honest here. Keep your ears open and soaking all the words spoken. A couple of jokes to keep it fun, get your laugh on. And maybe a few pointers to get your cash on. See, Bree, she all about building. Straight up out the NY, Brooklyn in the building. All the way down to the southern states. West Coast on up to the Great Lakes. So you fragging echoes, so if you ain't fragile, through the net connection, we streaming you to Mexico. So welcome to the life of Bree, breaking down the lake to the third degree.
This is the Bree life, what you live in life.
Welcome to the Bree life, how we live in life. From politics to the current events, economics to race, whether you're poor or you're rich.
This is the Bree life, what you live in life.
Welcome to the Bree life, how we live in life.
Coming to you live and streaming to all 4 points of the globe. It's your girl, Brooklyn born and Crown Heights raised. Living life and breathing life. It's Bree, baby.
Hey, folks, this is Alex. And you're listening to Relationship Extra on the Bree Life Radio Network.
All right, folks, we back again. Relationship Extra.
Extra.
I'm Alex. This is Stoney.
Hello.
We love bringing the show to you guys. We're getting a lot of good feedback.
Mm-hmm.
So we want you guys to keep it coming. We want to remind you that we are also on Twitter at All Extra TV on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
All Extra TV on Twitter. The email is rextratv@gmail.com,
mm-hmm.
and we're also on Facebook under Relationship Extra. So check us out there. Go to Facebook, like that page.
Mm-hmm.
Hit us on Twitter. Hit us in the email.
Yeah.
Don't fail to email.
Yeah.
I can make up a song
oh,
about this.
Oh no.
I can get it going.
Oh no.
I used to be an MC back in the day.
Ooh.
I'm gonna tell you. Back in the day.
That's why it's back in the day.
I used to spit it. I used to be the spit. Anyway, what are we going to talk about today for these good people?
We're going to talk about sex.
Yeah, talk about that?
Yeah.
Baby. What particular, though, are we talking about? What particularly?
Particularly
want to talk about?
We are going to talk about women who are not reaching their orgasm.
Really?
Yes.
Women who are not reaching their orgasm?
Yes.
I can't reach an orgasm. I don't know what to do.
Don't know what to do.
Okay, well.
What to do?
If this is you out there, pay attention. I know it's a lot of y'all out there, too.
Yes, there is. Unfortunately, it's a lot of us out there.
We kind of mentioned this on a previous show, but we didn't go into detail because we knew this show was coming up.
We know.
But I know that's a big issue for a lot of women. Can't reach the orgasm. They're blaming the guy.
Yeah.
You ain't doing nothing funny. That's blaming the guy. It's not even all even about the guy.
No,
you know,
it's not.
You can't really blame the guy, but since it's a woman's issue, very sensitive. Of course, I have my theories, but as a woman, I'm gonna let you start with, you know, why can't some women reach their orgasm?
Well, I mean, I think that every woman has the potential of reaching an orgasm. It's just how they reach it is what the deal is, I think. I think the women's body is very beautiful, as I know men think the women's body is beautiful.
Mm.
And men's body, of course, are beautiful, just not going to leave that out.
Mm-hmm.
But I always say God created our bodies, and it's such a masterpiece on how the body works. And especially when it comes to the orgasm, it's very tricky to me. One thing I always say is that know your body. If you know your body and not afraid to explore your body and everything and know what gets you going and how the body? Is it how what it responds to in somebody? Oh, you will reach your orgasm without the man.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So it was like, I didn't even, the man be coming out of the room getting ready. You done reached your orgasm already.
You already taking a nap.
That's it. You already done. It's like, oh, you took too long. I thought without you.
You know, and that's the thing. Get to know your body. Don't be afraid to use your fingers.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Touch places. Go up in there. You know, move stuff around.
Mm-hmm. Go up in there.
Figure out what's the spot to hit. What they call that? What they call it? G spot.
The G spot.
Why they give it a G?
Why they?
G for good.
A great.
Why they the P spot or the R spot?
No.
Why the G?
Well, you know what? My theory is this: that in some people, G spot, when the finger goes up in there, it curls, so it curls like a G.
Oh,
that's just nonsense.
That's the biggest bunch of bull ever.
Hey, it don't matter as long as it gets hit.
They call it G spot for some reason. I don't know.
We
gotta find out why that is.
Maybe Dr. G. I don't know. Found it. I don't know.
Yeah, but with her talking about, with my wife talking about the finger here, it just. That's masturbation, and I know there's a lot of taboo to some people when it comes to masturbation, and there should be no real taboo there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's your body.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to get to know your body. Your body goes through changes. Women's bodies particularly go through changes, and you got to get to know where your body is at a particular point in time, especially, you know, what gets you aroused.
Right.
Is it your inner thigh? Behind your ear? Is it your knee? What is it that if a man touches you or when you touch yourself, you feel that tingly, you know, kind of feeling?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to, you know, reconcile where that is.
Yeah. And you have to, you know, tell that man.
Yeah, communicate.
Your potential.
Or we don't care.
Potential, but your person that you're having relationships, especially if you're with that person one-on-one all the time, he should already know what turns you on.
You better tell us something. We don't care. We gonna get ours.
No.
Y'all play around if you want.
Y'all just see it coming. Y'all ready? Yeah, I don't understand it.
Because some women take a long time.
Yes, we do.
I don't have an hour or 50 minutes to sit up here. You know, asthma, wheezing, whatever. I don't have all the time to sit up here. You know, messing with you. Find out what gets you tick, what makes you tick, and get off.
Well, even if you get to that, even if you do that, get us aroused and everything, it's still going to at least take 10 minutes or so for some people, some women, to get to that point where they're ready to release. Because it's like a nice ballet, you know, the foreplaying and the you know, talking to you, whispering.
As long as that's
you.
Part of the 10 minutes. As long as the foreplay is part of the 10 minutes.
Why are you being patient?
10 minutes of straight sex, it may not seem like much, but it can be depending on how rigorous and how animalistic the sex is. 10 minutes can be a lot of time.
Yeah, and I mean, but if you want to please your woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you may have to sacrifice your orgasm to make sure that she gets her orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
That
no, we ain't sacrificing.
We're
not sacrificing nothing because it's going to come out anyway. You know what I'm saying?
No, if you are sitting there,
mm-hmm.
okay, and you doing your thing down there, and she's done, it's like, okay, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I've had my orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get one.
You know, then we got to mess around with some old dried up, you know, dusty caveman stuff. Because you all done got there and let it dry up. Right or wrong?
No.
Because once y'all get unexcited, the juices go away. I'm just telling you. Hey, listen. It is what it is. And if you don't get no enjoyment out of that, so it's a two-way street.
Mm.
I'm just saying that. The thing is, once a woman gets to know her body, I mean, really know it, she's not going to have no problem reaching that point.
No.
Okay? And most times, she's going to beat the man to that point if she knows what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
She's going to blow up before he even blows up, which most women will prefer because once the guy blows up, we got to chill for a minute.
Well, right. That's
it's
thing.
All over for a minute.
That's the thing.
Might be all over to tomorrow.
Most cases, it's over until tomorrow. Or a couple of days. But in some cases, women can have multiple.
Right.
Okay? Multiple orgasms. And men have their one, and then it's shut down. The shop is shut down.
Yeah.
But women, we can have multiple. That's why I say drying up, that's usually not the case.
Mm-hmm.
We can go on. It just gets a little wetter.
Mm-hmm.
A lot wetter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you clean yourself off real quick, and we're back in action.
Right.
You know? But you, nine times out of ten, there's things that's going to stimulate us more than other things. Some people have porn.
Mm-hmm.
Some people like to talk, to have dirty talk to them.
Right.
You know, some people like role playing.
Right.
You know, and it gets them on. Or just straight up guerrilla style lovemaking.
Yeah, yeah.
You
animalistic.
Know? Animalistic, mm-hmm. you know, type of thing. You know, just, you know, or touching a certain way and just can't, you know, get past that or something. And then they just like, okay, I got to have you now. You know. So know how that is. Know what that is in you, because then you're starting to not depend on him to do it all the time. Because sometimes men just want to get in and get out. Yes, y'all do.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know.
So it is. There's no time for the.
Well, you know what? Sometimes.
Role play,
but sometimes.
Or foreplay.
Yeah, but sometimes y'all don't want all that, you know, lovey-dovey stuff either. Y'all just want to get slammed.
That's true. Sometimes we just want to.
Stone down.
You know, just grab me by my hair and just.
I mean, this is a private moment. This is, nobody got to know what's going on, and sometimes y'all just want to get slammed.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't want nobody
true.
All the but time, and you are no. lovey, and I just want to touch you gently. No.
No.
You want dirty talk? You want to get tossed around?
Yeah, we do.
And, you know, again, that's an individual thing, but, you know, that can turn some people on.
Yeah,
you know?
It can. It really, really
but
can.
But what I really want to say here, too, as well, is that for women, too,
mm-hmm.
the orgasm starts all day long. I mean, as far as the guy. I don't mean like that.
Oh, okay.
The foreplay, I should say,
okay.
starts all day long, which means that if you're a significant other, a spouse, or whatever,
mm-hmm.
calls you during the day.
Right.
Tells you how they feel about you. They're thinking about you.
Mm-hmm.
When you get home, they're going to do this and that to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they send flowers or candy or cards to the job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about you. I'm excited right now. All these kind of things
yeah.
for women
oh.
is build up yeah. all day long. Build up all day long. That kind of attentiveness.
Yeah.
With women, that's part of intimacy as well. A lot of people confuse intimacy mm-hmm. with sex, and it's just two totally different things. So.
Right. I mean, sometimes sitting on the couch and holding hands and playing with your hands or playing footsie,
mm-hmm.
something. And sometimes the way you feel about that man can also bring that orgasm to the forefront
yeah.
faster too.
Yeah.
You know, you truly love this man.
Right.
Oh my gosh! But if you're just sitting there like, it's just something to do.
Yeah, that's half the battle. The
yeah.
feelings for women.
Mm-hmm.
It's half the battle.
Oh,
if you really, really love that dude,
mm-hmm.
that's half the battle right there.
Right.
Then it's just a matter of him hitting her in the right spot.
Right, right.
Because women have to generally feel
mm-hmm. That's true.
To
that's
even
true.
Go to bed with a dude
mm-hmm.
and to give him that part of her.
Right.
You got some skanks out here. So, you know who you are, but they're out here.
No, you can't call our watchers skanks.
Well, they know who they are. But then, well, look, if you're not offended by that, it's not you. How's that?
Oh, my.
But, you know, some women go out here, try to be like men, be raw. I can sleep with this, I'll sleep with that, but I don't feel nothing, whatever, blah, blah. Okay, fine.
But that's not a skank.
But most women, as a general rule, have to feel something to really give themselves to that man. If they really, really love that man, that's going to assist them in getting them their orgasm.
Well, let's dive in that for a second. You was talking about some people who just some women who just give their bodies to this one, that one, this one. That sometimes is out of pain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you said, most women, they're not going to give themselves who they truly, truly love
mm-hmm.
to just everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually from pain of being hurt.
They've been through something.
Right, mm-hmm. and they just give up and say, you know what, my body right now is not my body.
Right.
Yeah, and I just want to just, you know, destroy it because you just feel so bad inside. And
mm-hmm.
so that's coming from a room of pain.
Right.
And then once they get that back and they're like, oh my God, what did I do with my body? I think a lot of women go through that,
mm-hmm.
you know, after a bad relationship or something
mm-hmm.
like that, or being, you know, violated and stuff like that. They just want to separate from their body.
Yeah.
And not treat the temple that it is.
Yeah.
And hopefully if that's something that you're going through right now, you know, get that back. Don't let someone else violate your temple. Because, you know, your body is a very precious thing, and someone is going to love that body completely, everything that you have, and treat you like you need to be treated. But don't just give it to somebody because someone else didn't want it.
And Stoney make a great point. I mean, we joke around on this show. We have comedy relief and stuff like that. And, you know, the skank thing, I was just joking around about that because that is a serious thing.
Mm-hmm.
Women have gone through a lot to feel or not feel, mm-hmm. I should say, and do these things and behave in these fashions. Mm-hmm. So, like you said, that is a serious thing. That's low self-esteem. Mm-hmm. They feel empty, shallow, mm-hmm. and they behave in these fashions. And when women are like that, like, let's take a prostitute. Mm-hmm. She don't get an orgasm from being with a John.
No. It's
you know what I'm saying?
It's the job.
She's just a I've known women who were prostitutes. I've been around prostitutes who were friends of mine, okay? Mm-hmm. They don't feel nothing mm-hmm. from no John. They just getting up there doing
right.
their job, and he gone,
right.
okay? Now, the same woman, let's say she got a pimp or a man home that she loves, whatever, she'll go home to a man she mm-hmm. loves mm-hmm. and have orgasms all night.
Yeah.
But she just been out there having sex with 10, 15 dudes, didn't feel nothing.
Right, mm-hmm.
She separated it.
Yes, she had to. In that respect, they have to separate it from the one that they particularly love because they feel they give it different. It's different for women when mm-hmm. it comes to feeling love. Mm-hmm. I think from different from men. Men, you guys can go out there and have sex and y'all don't feel nothing either way. As long as the little friend is happy.
Mm-hmm.
Because the blood come from here to there.
Well,
so
that's the erection, blood and tissue. Ain't no bone down there.
No,
like
ain't
a bone.
No bone.
Like, oh, I got a boner. Ain't no bone in there. That's just blood and tissue.
But you see what happens when the blood leaves the big head and goes to the little head.
Yes, the concentration of blood and tissue and everything rushes down there.
Common sense.
It gives you that erection. Your common sense goes there too. Hey, that's what happens. But you know, the other thing too that's dangerous though.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to make this point before the show ends is that once a woman really start to learn her body and start having these orgasms, she become real dangerous because she want to do it all the time. She becomes insatiable because the feel because y'all feel better than men. I'm just going to tell you straight
what do you
up.
Mean we feel
your,
better?
Your orgasms are better than men.
How do you know?
Okay, I've never been a woman, right?
No.
You know how to tell?
Oh.
Because y'all lay up there afterwards. Don't touch me.
You see this extra?
Men don't do that.
Jesus. Are you kidding me?
What?
Are you kidding me right now? No.
You ain't never
no.
seen, you
oh
ain't
my
seen
God. Ooh, y'all die. Women don't die from this. Y'all die from this. So don't tell me.
Look, don't
y'all
start bringing
don't.
Rockefeller into this. I don't want to hear about Rockefeller and no other man that died during sex.
Y'all
I don't want to hear about
die.
All this. All right, men have died. But,
yes.
But
women don't die. We don't die from sex.
It's not on record. I'm pretty sure maybe
I'm
somebody
for sure.
Had a collapsed lung or something.
Mm-hmm. But y'all's on record.
So why y'all act like that then?
Because it feels good.
But do you see the dude laying
yes.
beside you 5 minutes
yes.
after it's over? Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Because we're done.
We don't do that.
We don't need you now.
No, you're still shaking. You can't control your body.
And y'all ain't like that. Y'all ain't.
Oh, well, that's different.
No.
It is different because we're different people with different genders.
Okay, then. So all that mess that you think that women do and everything that makes it seem like it's over extra, that's just how we, you know, get it all out. It's a flood. It's like Niagara, you
mm-hmm.
know. It just comes out. Y'all shoots out,
mm-hmm.
and y'all sitting there like, and y'all sitting there, you know, bellowing the mountains and having the.
If we were quiet, would you think that you would satisfied?
I, you know what?
You
and that's funny because I've been with a man that was very quiet and it was very annoying.
Yeah, it's assaulting.
Yeah, it is. I want to hear you. I want to hear my. I want to hear my works.
Right. Right.
You know, I worked hard.
So you ain't complaining then.
No, I'm not complaining, but don't put it out there that we're doing something that...
Look, if you're a woman out there who gets the shakes and the seat...
Why you got to ask? Why you got to do all that?
If you one of them, please write in to rxtv@gmail. Hit us up on rxtv@Twitter. Because I want to hear from y'all. I want to know why.
And how crazy you are. Are you kidding me right now?
Because y'all feel better than ours, but you know what?
It doesn't. I think that when...
I think it does.
No, I think that to each his own.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like you said, there are some people that are quiet. There are some women that are very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
That just... They don't...
I don't want that.
And that's it. Right, exactly. So it's to that person. If we're loud people, it's natural that in bed that person... person going to be loud. That's my theory. If you're a very quiet person, a lot of times I feel that that person is not going to be that loud.
Remember the old song, Be a Lady in the Street, but real freaky, freaky in the bed?
Yeah.
You know, hey.
And that's the other thing. You don't know who's freaky.
Yeah.
Just by looking at them. You just don't know.
You can't tell.
But get your freak going. That's all I can say.
The real, you know, well-kept, docile-looking librarian.
Yeah.
Be a dominatrix.
If you're doing that with... You know,
big businessmen come in with their briefcases to get whipped by the librarian by night.
Exactly. You know. So I just say, yo, get your freak on, do what you got to do to get your stuff done. Because, like I said, it doesn't do us any good by sitting in bed, I didn't get mine. Get yours.
Right. That's the main thing women need to understand. Once you learn your, because the man's going to be like, listen, I tried, I got mine.
Right.
Okay. Get me in the morning. We'll try this again. Give me a couple of minutes, whatever.
Right.
Let me eat a sandwich.
Right. And
drink a Gatorade.
And don't feel embarrassed if after you have sex and you feel like, man, he came before I came, but it's right there. And you sit there and start masturbating. You'd be surprised he'll turn over and help masturbate with you. You know, you guys get your stuff going, and there you go.
That's an insult.
No, why is that an insult?
That's an insult. I just finished putting in work. If you came before the person
could get there.
So now I want the guys to write in, because that's an insult.
I'm sorry, it's an insult, but it can happen. If you sitting there and men, you know, they treat it like gold and they say, oh, there's some good stuff, and the woman's like, I'm almost there, and the guy's saying, I'm already there, and they let it go, and she's like, well, damn.
That's rough.
Yeah, so what do you want her to do? Just sit there all bounded up? I didn't get my... You be like, oh, I'm sorry, babe. Just give me 20 minutes. Y'all knocked out. No. So don't be surprised if we over there doing our thing.
But you know what? Here's another thing, too.
Yeah.
People shouldn't be afraid. Whatever's going to help you. If you got to bring toys into your bedroom, this is just you two guys.
Yeah.
So... whatever it is going to get the woman to that point. Mm-hmm. You got to bring toys in there.
Yeah.
Play games. Put on a porno movie. Or whatever it's going to take to get her to that point. Mm-hmm. Because, like I said, guys are going to get there. So the woman is going to take a little bit more work, in most cases, mm-hmm.
Right.
to get there. Now, the funny thing is, the women who have already learned their bodies and learned the trick and know how to put their body so the man can hit that spot, they don't waste no time. Because there's certain ways that the woman would have to position her body just so the man can hit that spot. She good.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a matter of getting on and humping.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
right,
your
right.
body
it's
has
true.
To be positioned a certain way.
A lot of times, yeah, I think
a lot of times, so he can hit that spot, so you can have him hit the spot.
Mm-hmm.
Steer him toward that spot.
Right.
Grab his waist, his butt, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Steer him to that spot, and once he's there, keep him there.
Yeah.
You know, because you'll be able to tell, okay, it's building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's there.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's
kind
true.
Of thing. So
that's true.
Yeah. Don't be afraid to be the navigator.
Have fun with it. Oh my gosh, sex is a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
But we need to go on to the email of the night.
The email of the night.
Yeah.
The email of the night.
This is coming from Karen. So we, ladies, just
what do you even know her personally? You don't even know a person. Karen from where?
Karen from New Jersey.
New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Yeah. Jersey.
All right. Well, she writes, I used to give my boyfriend oral sex, but I really don't like it. How do I tell him that? Don't laugh. Why are you laughing?
She used to do it. But she really don't. So she was doing it just to make him happy, really.
Yes, just to make him happy.
She's not
yeah.
the kind that really, really like that.
And there's some people that do.
Some
that.
People, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Some people just don't like that.
Yeah.
They don't approve of that or agree with that. But I'll say this. I mean, I would always say honesty is the best policy.
Mm-hmm.
I would say try to find some other means
to please them.
To please them, other than orally.
Mm-hmm.
If you really don't like to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I mean, I would just say too, in relationships. Sometimes we have to do things we don't like.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To keep our spouse happy or whatever. Just, you know, pretend you like it for that moment, if that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
If not, communication is definitely the key.
Mm-hmm.
But always keep this in mind, that if he likes that and you're not giving him that, he's going to end up in the street and get it from somebody else. I mean, that's just the way it is.
I'm just trying
to give him straight business. Okay? Mm-hmm. If you're not doing it, he's used to that,
mm-hmm.
and you were doing it already,
right?
And just stopped, then chances are he may be out
there
getting somebody. But what do you think?
I agree with you a lot, but to add to that, of course, the honesty thing is the best policy, because now he can use that, well, you've been doing it. I don't know any man.
You'll say that in a minute.
Yeah, I don't know any man who wouldn't like or who don't like oral sex.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially if it's done right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you
be surprised though.
I mean, I've never heard of a man not liking
maybe
it.
Maybe a rim. You got some rims out here who, you know, they don't think that's good.
Well, I mean, they are talking from a different
perspective.
They're not talking from the flesh.
Okay.
In that regard.
And the flesh is weak.
The
we
flesh
all know.
Is very weak. But I think that if you get into, say, like for example, if you get into another relationship with a man and he tells you, oh, I like oral sex or something like that, you need to tell him, I am not comfortable with that, or I don't particularly like it. I'll do it for you for a while, but I just don't like it. So that when you stop, it won't be such a shock.
Right.
You know, it won't be like, well, I told you I didn't like it. You know, so it's something, like Alex said, if you can find something else in place of it, you know, you can learn to masturbate him off as opposed to giving him the oral sex. Sometimes masturbation, the feel of your hand, is a turn on for a man.
Wet your hand. You know, lubricate your hand.
Yeah, something
you know,
like that.
Yeah.
You know, tickle feathers and stuff mm-hmm. like that, and you know, stuff like that. You
and
know,
kiss him at the same time.
Yeah.
While you're doing it, if you're gonna masturbate him, kiss him at the same time.
Talk dirty to him. Yeah.
Make it feel like an oral job.
Yeah.
You know.
You know. So there's other things that you can possibly do to you know, take that off, so it won't be such a you know, complete. I'm not doing it no more, and I don't like it. And then, you know, he's going to be sitting there looking at you like, you must be fooled.
You know, really, she went from the head nurse to the dead nurse. You can't just do that. You can't just cut that off like that. Okay? If we were talking about this in another show. Y'all can't just cut stuff off.
That's true. If you start doing it and you're getting him used to it, and that's any gender, male or female, you mm-hmm. start doing something and you just stop. No explanation. Just stop. Whack, cut
right.
it off. You know, if you know you can't keep it up, don't start it.
That's a void.
Yeah.
That's a void you're leaving, and they're going to have to find a way to fill it somewhere.
Yeah.
Unless they really say to themselves, it's not that important. She don't like it, so I'm not going to bother with it. And very few guys will say that.
Yeah.
They love me the whole nine,
mm-hmm.
But it's going to be hard for them to get off of that once you've got them in
the It's going to be tense when you have arguments and stuff like that. It's going to be brought up. So you got to find a happy medium with that with him. And, you know, you just got to show him a little bit extra attention, I think, just to get past that so that he can understand that that's something that...
Hey, folks, this is Alex. You're listening to Relationship Extra on the Breed Life Radio Network.
A lot of men don't like it.
Yeah. So you know, you have to say, you know, I don't like that, but I do something else that'll probably make you even better, or just do something else.
Yeah, be creative, be inventive, you know, think of something else or whatever.
Yeah.
So, but that's the best way we can tell you. We hope we helped you in any way possible.
Mm-hmm.
Again, feel free to send in all your questions, rextratv@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter. At rextratv. That's on Twitter.
Tweet,
also on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You say tweet.
Yep.
Also on Facebook, Relationship mm-hmm. Extra on Facebook. Go to Facebook, like that page. Leave questions on the page.
Mm-hmm.
Post something to the wall. We love hearing from you guys, and we'll address that and those things on the show.
All right. So just remember, the prescription for better relationship is to use your
brain
and not your
heart. Relationship Extra. That's what's going down.
That's it. Bye.
Peace and blessings, everyone. This is Bree, and you are tuning into the first installment of Relationship Extra with our host, Alex and Stony Leith. This is a great night for Bree Life Radio, and we're welcoming them to our network. We're going to take a station break. We'll be gone for about 3 minutes, and then we need for you to call in. So call in to 424-220-1862. Again, that number is 424-220-1862, where you'll be able to talk to both Alex and Stony. If you have a question, a concern, something related to the topic for tonight, you'll be able to ask them directly. Again, this is the first installment of Relationship Extra, and as you can tell, it's a real hot topic. So we're going to go to commercial, and we'll be back shortly. Tonight, you are listening to the first installment of Relationship Extra. And without further ado, I want to bring both co-host of Relationship Extra on air, and that is Stoney and Alex Lee.
Hey.
What's up, Bree?
What is going on?
Oh, we
I can't have an orgasm.
Topic,
let's talk
so
about
I was scared to call in. They may get scared.
They might.
No, I don't think so. You know what? Actually, we have our first caller.
All right.
And that caller is from 651216. We're going to bring them on the line. Caller, you're on.
Hi. How are you all?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Hey, you know, wait a minute. So, first of all, let me say this. Am I afraid to have an orgasm or afraid to call in? Because I wasn't, when y'all say I was afraid, I was trying to figure out what the fear was, the fear factor piece here. You know, I was trying to figure out if it was afraid to call in or afraid to have an orgasm or afraid to call in because I was going to have an orgasm. You know, all of that. I was just trying to.
Whatever gets you going.
Oh, whatever floats your boat or finds your lost remote.
That's it.
Well, in any case, I don't know. I just wanted to know, hey, what do I need to do? I mean, if I have it, is it, how do I know if it's anxiety-based or how do I know if it's some performance issue concerning, you know, health? I mean, how do I know?
Oh, wow. You want to take that first, Tony?
Well, I think that if you feel that it's something that's forced, you know, something that you just, it's just not there. I would definitely first seek counseling first just to talk about it, just to see. Also, too, if certain medications, yes, definitely will hinder that process, and you just need to talk that over with your doctor. If none of that is a factor, then it may be, you know, stress, anxiety, of course. And also, too, if the person, if you're not in tune with your inner ambition, if you're not there. If you're saying like, okay, well, I don't like when my nipples are turned, but you just don't say nothing, and if your woman ain't doing it, that mm-hmm. you may need to say something. In, you know, I just think you just need to like do process of elimination, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I'll say this: you brought up. Well, first of all, I don't know a whole lot of men who have orgasm issues, but
there's
I do
some.
Know.
There's some.
Yeah, I do know it happens, but. Since you brought up health medication, I know that high blood pressure medication will shrivel you up something terrible. You know, I know a lot of guys that are on high blood pressure medication, it shrivels them up so bad, they peeing on their scrotum.
Oh.
So that's how much it affects you. You know, people don't realize how much some of these medications will affect sexual performance. So that's definitely a biggie. But what I would say is you need total comfortability with yourself first and then the person that you're with. You can't have any inhibitions with this thing. I mean, how more open can you get? You're in bed naked together. I mean, you can't get no more open than that. So what else are you afraid of at that point? But some people are still tense. They still worry. They still, you know, are all wound up.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned that, and I don't mean to cut you off, but you mentioned about people being in bed naked. And there is still some sort of insecurity, especially if you gain a little weight. Because weight, you'd be surprised, weight confidence actually really is a big deterrent when it comes to sex. Because if you were, say, for example, 150 when you guys met and you turn around and you're 100, you're 200 plus, you're not really that interested in sex like that because you don't want the other person to think that you're just too big for them. So it does play a factor in that.
Who's your swag? Because you weigh over 200.
Can I say something?
You can.
Can I say something also? I think there's another aspect of having difficulties having an orgasm that hasn't been discussed yet. And that is when you really have a mental block about the sexual experience between you and that person, maybe because there are problems in the relationship, like infidelity.
Absolutely.
I know a woman that had a very difficult time having orgasms with her partner because he cheated on her. So after they, you know, hashed it out and was attempting to try to work things out and they were having sex, she wasn't able to have orgasms for the time that they remained together. That was almost a period of 2 years. She never had another orgasm with her husband.
Wow.
And it was a real mental block.
And you know what's funny is that women, men and women, they love differently. And in retrospect, when I say that, is that when women love, they love emotionally. They love, you know, if they in love with you, that sex, the sex for them is that much, much more better. For men, when they love, they are very sexual when it comes to that, because they are visual creatures. So everything, almost, I'm not saying all men are like that, but I say majority of men, that when they see someone, they want to have sex. That's their primal instinct, is to have sex with them, I feel. So when, like Bree was just saying, when it gets, something gets in that way, when blocked, that's a big issue. And from almost, you almost have to learn how to make love to them in the, not in the sexual way, but more in the mental way, to get that back if you can.
Yeah, well, I know guys who had cheated on their girl or whatever, or their wife or whatever, and then tried to figure out why that woman didn't want to have sex with them. The main thing is, women don't want to have sex with you or do certain things with you when they don't know where it's been. Like, a lot of guys, they go out here and do, you know, God knows what, and they come home, you know what I'm saying, and they want a blowjob. I mean, she don't know where you just came from, particularly if she knows you're already cheating. So how are you going to come in the house after you've been out unaccounted for 2 hours, want somebody to put their mouth on you?
Why doesn't it make sense? You know, I mean, if you're going to allow me to put it in, what's the difference? I mean, I can imagine.
Excuse me.
If the objection is going to be no sexual contact at all, that's one thing. But now if we're going to have preferences, okay, well, where has it been? I don't want you to put it in my mouth. I'm like, well, come on, are we for real? I mean, it doesn't make a difference at a certain point. I mean, it's a part. If you're going to let me put it in your vagina, I mean, come on, for, isn't that a real serious, sensitive place, too?
I was just using the B as an example
because that's the most argued point when there's an infidelity. But you're right about that, absolutely.
We have another caller from 516-509. We're going to pick up that caller.
Yes, hello?
Hello.
Hi. I was just listening in. I really don't have the capacity right now to make a comment. If maybe on the next talk show host I can actually comment. Well, I'm just really listening right now, so... that's all I really have to say right now. Maybe later on in the show, if I can say something. But right now, I'm cool. Thank you.
Okay. Well, okay. We'll put you back on hold, caller.
All right. Yeah, feel free to listen. We welcome all of that, and we appreciate it. So just feel free to listen.
Well, you know what we'll do right now? We'll take a minute break, and we ask that everyone hold on, who's holding on and listening, and call in. Call into 424-220-1862. I think we actually have a sound bite with Stoney, Mark, and I talking about the sexual experience. I think we should listen to that. Would you like to listen to that, Stoney?
Oh, sure. Why not?
It is important for you to get your healthy dose of the Bree Life Radio Show, because when you miss the Bree Life Radio Show, you miss moments like this.
And of course, there's those in there that get mad for holding matrimony. They got mad for holding matrimony.
And this.
The reason why a certain group of women attract themselves to internet dating is so that they can lie, and lie.
We can't forget about this.
I had a stalker. I had to get an order of protection.
Well,
you got a woman
funny.
That you've been with for 7 years, so you doing you know what's up, right?
Come on, Bree. Stop it.
It's real talk about real life. Inhale and breathe light.
So let's take that deep breath in because we're about to go in.
It's the Breathe Life Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. Catch us at blogtalkradio.com/Breathe Life.
And we're back. Sony, get it on the next go round. That wasn't the commercial that I was looking for, but we'll get it on the next go round. You know, I just wanna go back to what Alex was saying, if you don't mind, about what happens when a woman who knows that her spouse or her partner has cheated on her, and the mental and the emotional effect that takes place. Yes. We don't want you to stick it anywhere, in our mouth, anywhere.
Exactly.
Anywhere. Can you expand on that, Stoney? Because, you know, you're the estrogen partner in the team for
absolutely,
our listeners.
Absolutely. When, you know, and I know a lot of female listeners can relate, when something like that happens, it's a disruption, not only to the sexual part of you, that, you know, knowing that you've been kind of violated because someone else has been with something that you are supposedly, you know, something that's not supposed to be given to someone else, and he gave it to someone else. So that's a violation, and that's how we feel. We feel violated. So therefore, when we feel violated, we want to shut it down. We don't want you to come near us because you just totally disregarded us, you forsaken us. You just did everything that you weren't supposed to do. And we don't take kindly to that. And then on top of that, we have to figure out once it comes to us, then we have to figure out what we're going to do. You know, are we going to try to fix it or do we even want to fix it? So everything is going in our mind. It's like a crash. It's just like a big crash. And the last thing we want to do is have sex. For the most part, or even want to do the things that we used to do. All that stuff gets cut off. We get pretty, you know, vindictive about it. We're like, okay, so you want a blowjob? Go get it from the next one or the one that you already had, not getting it from me. You know, we cut that off because we felt that was something that was just for you. Now you want to get it from somebody else?
I'm going to, you know, let me interject. I'm going to try to piggyback off what Mark was saying. He had a good point. And it's like, why give them any hole in your body if that's the case? How many married women who've been cheated on find themselves competing with the mistress to try to out? How many married women do that? That's a reality.
It may be a reality, but it's not necessary because we shouldn't have to compete.
But you do.
And why do we do that? Because you guys feel like, oh, let's have your cake and eat it too, and don't want to stop the mistress. So because you guys aren't man enough to say, you know what, I'm done here. I'm going to go over there, because you guys want.
I think if I could interject, I think it becomes a competition when the man makes it obvious to his wife there's another woman,
yes.
Because. If the man didn't make it obvious to his wife that there was another woman,
mm-hmm.
there would be no reason for a wife to feel in competition with anyone, for
mm-hmm.
number one. Number two, if she is crazy enough to be present that long to feel jealousy or
mm-hmm.
as if she's in competition with somebody. That's another show that needs to be we need to have another show.
Mm-hmm.
We're
right.
not talking about orgasms anymore.
Right.
We're talking about something completely different. Do you feel me, Stoney?
Yes, absolutely.
But you know what? If you're competing with the other woman, you're still having your orgasms because that same satisfaction in your competing state of mind.
No, because I don't think we're competing. Honestly, I think that we're fighting to say, hey, you need to come back over here, because we're right now our mental state is a little off kilter just a little bit.
No. No. How many women have been on top of their men going, does she do you like this?
The mental state.
Does she make you feel like this? What are you having this discussion now for?
That's the mental state.
Feeding.
No, that's the mental state. Your mental state is off. To me, and that is my opinion. But the men, think about it. Y'all do the same thing.
What?
Yes.
You know what?
Yes. Okay. See, yeah. Now you got nothing to say. You guys
well,
do the same thing.
Well, I need to jump in if I could. This is really good. because I have so many male friends and brothers, a lot of brothers. I know for a fact, in my experience of talking with men, when they have discovered that they've been cheated on, it is very difficult for them to, in turn, give that woman that cheated on them a second chance.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to go back into that place where they, in their mind, only belong to them. I think even though for women it's an emotional thing,
mm-hmm.
but for men it's very mental because
mm-hmm.
their mental state of mind is not right. They're not going to function. They're not going to be able to keep an erection, and nobody's mm-hmm. going to have an orgasm.
Right, and it's because it's their ego. Their ego plays a big part
yes,
in that.
Absolutely.
Well, no, not
but yes.
Well, let me. Can I explain?
Yeah.
Pressing the man issue.
Okay.
Okay. That's because, and she's right. Men have a difficult, much more difficult time than women. Women are more forgiving. Men are less forgiving. But men see that vagina as that's my territory. That's my space. Okay. Now you allow somebody to violate my space. See, now you're dirty. Now you're tainted. And a lot of guys look at it like that. Especially if they know that you had this guy up in you with no protection on, no rubber. That's just total violation, and it's more difficult for a man to handle than for a woman to handle.
I think in when it comes to it, once you start, let me back up. Once the initial shock of that the woman had sex with another man, at first you guys get, and then women too, we get like we're shocked. And we wanna take off all your clothes. Well, actually, the men take off all your clothes. You know, they wanna. It's like they're pounding out the guy, and then they get mad. And then you say, Alex, the person is dirty to them. But you guys seem like you guys just want that last. You guys think that the sex is going to wash away something in the beginning. I've seen it. I've lived it. I know it.
No, the sex is the revenge. That's what we trying to pound your gut.
And what is that?
We trying to pound your gut. Be angry,
your ego is hurt.
Well, I'm not disputing what you're saying. I just finished saying that the man feels like his territory, his property, if you will, his space has been violated.
Right.
You're dirty. You're tainted. A lot of men in a certain age group.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you do grow and mature out of that.
Right.
But for the most part, when we don't have our egos in check, when we haven't matured, when we haven't reached a certain age and these kind of things, that's what happens. And that's just a reality. That's how we were created.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way it goes.
Well,
but we're going to have an orgasm regardless. Whether we're happy with you, trying to punish you, don't like you, we're going to get our nut regardless. Y'all can cut it off all you want. We gonna get ours, right, Bree?
I don't necessarily want to agree with you.
No.
That's all.
Well, I think that you know, if a woman is not let's go back to the original topic. If the woman is not satisfied, I've been reading, and my husband can contest to this. I've been reading off my new Kindle Fire, so I'm reading all these books. And there's a section called erotica books. And it's in this world that there are people, and it's majority of them are women that thus far that I've found, that have these fantasies of almost degrading sex to have orgasms. And it's really strange because, you know, we're looked at as the docile, fragile woman, and there's a lot of women out there that want to be punished, raped, treated like a slut or whore to get off. And there's a lot of powerful women that are in that category. And that's why I say sometimes you just have to know who you are. I mean, some people want to be spanked. Some people want to be degraded in all oral.
What you call them names?
Yeah, call them names.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anal sex is a no problem, and it's just, you know, having ejaculations on their face. And
this is why I said.
Well,
there has to be
no inhibition.
You got to be totally open. You can't be inhibited and be in bed with somebody and look to be satisfied. You have to let it all hang out if you want to be satisfied. You know, because you can't leave the bed and blame the other person all the time. Now, sometimes there's just no sexual chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
That's very important to have chemistry a lot of times. But you won't achieve chemistry at all if you are bound up, wound it up, and won't let yourself go totally. So you, if you want to get in there and you like anal, go ahead and let them do it. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it is that's going to get you to that point that you feel you're accustomed to or that you need, you know, don't be afraid to say it or do it.
The caller from 516-509 has returned. I believe the caller wants to say something, so we'll bring him back on the line.
Okay.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Great. I just wanted to – I have to go back a little bit in the program and talk about when a man – when a wife – steps out on the relationship on the man, either emotionally or physically. The physical part is when a man won't take a woman back, it's the penetration part. Most of the time, that's in the man's mind on some occasions. That's the violation, the penetration. And so that's why, basically, a man will not take the woman back. That's the violation part. It's just our dominance in what in the species that we're in, that we are. And so that's one of the things that I wanted to mention previously. But that's what it is. Most of the time, a woman can be with another man, and I mean a man could be with another woman, then woman will take the man back. But it's all about penetration is dominant, and so that's why even if a woman might not be as and I'm going to jump around, but a woman might not be as offended in terms of the oral sex part if the partner used the condom. I think everything has to do with physical contact. If it was a condom and you could trust that partner and make sure and you trust that the partner used a condom, it's more likely than a woman would give another her husband head again after another woman. But everything really goes back into the penetration of everything. And that's really what
well,
I call,
what's your name, caller?
My name is T.
Hey, T. How you doing, brother? This is Alex.
Hey, Alex.
All right. And what I want to say to you, I want to piggyback off what you just said because it's very important. And I always say this. My wife and I have discussed this from past relationships we've had and so forth. And when a man knows what his woman does with him, let's say your wife is freaky and you know she's freaky. So she does everything under the sun with you. It's one thing I know about an angry woman. When she gets angry at her spouse and she feels like she's through and she go out there and find another guy, she going to let that guy go above and beyond what she would allow her own spouse to do out of pure anger. I know this. I've been the guy on the receiving end of that, and I've been the guy on both sides of that, I should say. Okay? So when she has a guy on the side and she's hurt, she going to have that stick it up my nose, stick it in my ear, put it wherever you want to put it. I can't. I'm mad at my husband. Just stick it anywhere. Come in my face. She just want it all because she's angry. And this is why when the woman comes back home and the guy knows where she's been, he starts thinking in his mind, all the stuff I lie, all the stuff that she does to me, I know she did it to him because that's her stilo, for one, and second, she's angry.
Now, when she does that and she didn't do it with you, you're mad at that. But now you look, you know, you're looking at a woman that self-violated herself, like if she was from a slave ship. You know, the slavery mentality too of
right.
Just going above, you know, just disrespecting the black man in that perspective, even though, you know, she's angry at him. Then that means that she feels that she's the man. And the kind of a role play kind of might change. And the reason why I say that is because men are the ones who will step out and go do that, go get their freak on. And when a woman starts doing it and she gets another partner, well, you know, it's time for the man to start looking for a spare tire.
Right.
that relationship's gone.
Yeah, because, but you know, bro, you know, we, and I agree with you, but, you know, we tend to reap what we sow.
Mm-hmm.
And an old friend, well, he's not an old friend of mine, but I met a legendary basketball player a long time ago, Earl of Pearl Monroe. I'm not sure if you know who he is. Played for the New York Knicks back in the 1970s. Great player, legendary player. And I had a conversation with him one day. And one thing he said to me always stuck with me. He said, as men, we could do it all, but can't stand nothing.
That is so true.
You see, and I never forgot that because it's true. Because what you just said rung true to me, and it made me think about that statement. And we have to try to understand why we think like that. We're not going to be able to change it as men. We were just, that's just in us. We were built like that, okay? But we have to understand we reap what we sow. It may not come back to us right away. It may take a little time, whatever. But if you want that woman to be good to you, you're going to have to be good to her, because if she gets tired, once a woman gets tired of all this craziness, she will step out there. Don't ever think a woman won't step out there, because she will.
Here's another point that I would like to interject, and this is another thing that I heard from my brothers and other male friends of mine. They've also said a man can tell when their woman has gone and been with another man, and not so much by the expansion of their vagina so much, but when this woman comes back and they share sexual relations with their partner, they're doing different things now that they never did with the partner. I've had a handful of men say that they can tell just by those actions alone that a woman has stepped out on her man. What do you say about that, Stoney? Have you had any men ever tell you that?
Yes,
in your
I have. I have to say that, you know that I can tell by the way that she feels inside and all this stuff. And I'm not believing that, really. I'm not, because the vagina is to me the miracle thing, because the vagina is very elastic.
Elasticity.
Yeah, elasticity. It is made to go back into shape. It is made. I mean, if we can have push out a baby and it go back, there's no way a man can say, well, you've been out with another man, and I know because you don't feel as small inside as you used to. I don't.
But
not the behaviors.
See, Stoney, what Bree is saying, though, is that it's not so much the vaginal thing. It's she come back doing things she wouldn't ordinarily do. Her attitude is different. I noticed that. Their attitude is different. They got an edge to them, you know, that they didn't have previously.
But you can read them. You can go read in books and get something different. You can watch a porno and see something different.
No, you can tell, man. It's not the same thing.
I think I beg to differ. I think
it's not the same thing. T, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
I think that that is true. When they come back and they do and they freak you in a way that you haven't been known or you haven't performed with them, you're questioning doubt. Doubt comes into play immediately, and you also become obsessive, because now you want to know, where did this come from? Now you can't fathom how many different things that has conspired. There's betrayal, and a host of other categories that just sprout that just come into existence once your woman come back and freak you. You know she's been with someone else. She's gone, and especially if she's been emotionally gone, that just adds to the pain.
Right.
That's the bottom line.
Right. Bree?
Yes.
What are your thoughts on what T is talking about?
I think there's pain to be had on both sides. Now, first of all, I just want to be clear on something. We've completely changed the topic, which I absolutely love that, you know, we can bring, we could start with one topic and bring it full circle, because there's so many dynamics that are actually connected to a sexual experience between two people and what happens because as a result of a climax or lack thereof.
Right.
So we've gone someplace else, Stoney.
Yeah, I know.
I love it. What I want to say about T's comment, in those instances, there's what usually causes all of this, the I can't have an orgasm or a person cheating on you, is what do I talk about on every show that I have had since January 25th that is the major problem between men and women? What is that?
Communication.
T, ding, 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 and you haven't even been a regular listener, and you know that.
Well,
communication. What'd you say?
I don't listen to you, that's why.
Really? Okay. Well, I'm going to make sure you're listening to me from now on. I promise you that. Communication is so key when you're talking about two people interacting horizontally and vertically. And not only is it the communication, but you got to have a willingness to communicate. That's got to be underneath the foundation, the willingness to communicate. So if you're not having a good sexual experience with your partner, it's because there's that horizontal communication is not going to be good because the vertical communication is not good. Well, you know what I think we should do? I believe I can locate the soundbite that I was referring to, and we're going to take about a minute and a half break and come back and pick up where we left off.
Okay.
If you didn't tune into the Bree Life Radio Show on Wednesday, this is what you missed.
Hey, Mark, check it out, Mark. If they give it up too easy sometimes, I mean, if vagina was a stock, it would plummet. It will plummet because you give it away too easy.
You hear that, ladies? There is a brother on the line that's saying that the ladies are giving it up too easy.
And this?
We want a lot more than sex, too. We want to be loved. We want to be respected. Mm-hmm. We want a whole lot of that will make
the sexual
experience that much more enhanced.
We can't forget about this.
Tony, you heard that. You know she's taking the easy way out of this one. You know what you're saying, Tony. Come on, Bree.
Wow. No, listen. I say you have to be honest. You have to be honest with your partner of what the deal breakers are.
It's real talk about real life. Inhale and breathe light.
No, we breathing light. We ain't breathing heavy now. Right.
It's the Bree Life Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. Catch us at blogtalkradio.com/ Bree Life.
What you live in life.
Welcome to the Bree Life.
How we live in life.
Hey.
And we're back. Thank you for holding. You have reached Relationship Extra. This is a breakout moment for Bree Life Radio Network. We're joined with our host of the Relationship Extra show, Alex W. Lee and Stoney Lee. What's up, brother?
What's up?
Yes.
We still got Brother T on the line?
We still have him on the line.
Okay.
So if you heard our soundbite, that was a perfect setup or segue to what I want to finish saying. You have to have good communication. You got to be honest with your partner, not just what the deal breakers are all about, or what your expectations for the sexual experience is. And you also got to understand that when we're talking about and lovemaking, when the nasty, the F word, all of that. You know,
right.
When you love somebody, you want to do all that with that person.
Do all of it, exactly.
You want to do all of it, you know. But the only way that it's going to be successful, is going to be good, it's going to be healthy, off the hook, animalistic, all that stuff, is if there's clear communication, honest. What'd you say, Stoney?
I think that you're absolutely right. I'm going to tell you a small story. I knew someone that they were in, she was in a marriage, and the sex was great. They made love. Apparently, that's how I'm gonna say they made love. But in all of this, she saw that there was, and you know how they say the women intuition type of thing. Something nagged her, and said that, okay, there's a woman that is a potential threat. She communicated to her husband. This person is a threat. I'm not going crazy. I'm not trying to be paranoid. I'm not the jealous type. But this person is a threat. He just totally did not take that into consideration. He did continue to develop this friendship. After years, they come to find out it became more than just a friendship. And she figured it out all. She pretty much knew, but she figured it all out because the sex started to die. Where they would have sex pretty much every other day, it became once a week, then every 2 weeks. You know, it started, so it was more of he couldn't sustain his sex life at home because he was trying to sustain it with the other person. So
But you know, Stoney, let me interject.
We have someone that has a... That's a little staticky. Could they? Okay.
Oh,
that's
staticky?
I'm still on?
Yeah.
Am I still on?
I'm sorry.
Yeah. But my point is, you know, I wanted to interject with that because that's true what Stoney's saying. But the thing is, there's so many women out here who are just getting bad sex. You know what I'm saying? They're just not getting it right. So when they get it good, from whether the guy is married or in a relationship, whatever, they're not going to end that. They done had bad sex so long, now they
getting
no
it good. Or no sex at all.
Or not having sex at all. So now here comes, they're getting their head popped out of their neck, but the dude just happens to be married. They're not going to let that go just because he married. They feel better than they ever felt in their life. So a lot, it's a matter of women disrespecting women more so than men disrespecting women. Now, the man took the vow. If it's a marriage, the man took the vow. But the woman could know he took the vow and still step out and be with the man because there's so much bad sex out here for women. I'm just going to put that out there.
Well, as being that I'm the only single woman on the line, I'm going to say that because of, and we did this show before where I did one of Mark's favorite things. I came with statistics. I'm good at remembering things, so I'm just going to put some statistics that I remembered. Last year, in the year 2011, top 11 dating websites had 30 million people registered. That's a lot of people to be registered for internet dating of all different types. Also, when you look at the single ratio, you're looking at 22 to 25 women per one man. And
I like those numbers.
That's single man.
I'm in agreement.
I'm sorry? I like those numbers. So does Pete.
Yeah, okay. And here's another thing. When you talk about internet dating, and I've said this before on the show – when you're talking about internet dating, you're also talking about a wider and a higher number of a higher ratio of available women to one man. A man goes on an internet dating site and is like being in Disney World.
Oh, yeah.
He has so many choices to choose from. And he can't keep his attention on one woman because there's about 100 to 1.
Oh, yeah.
Even more on an internet dating site.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you you talk about competition earlier in the show. How do you compete with that, being single? I'm telling the both of you right now, y'all better never get divorced.
Excuse me?
Being single, being in the singlehood is no fun. It ain't fun.
T, are you single?
Not for a woman.
No, I'm on my way to be.
Oh, okay.
It's in the process.
Oh, okay.
I
got you.
I'm experienced with marriage and divorce. Complete.
Oh, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes.
Bree, what were you saying?
Oh, Bree.
So my point exactly is that the ratio to single women per man is so high that, you know, most men, because they don't have self-control, because most men are ADD, it's very difficult for them to pay attention to one woman.
You know, Bree, you can call us names all day.
I'm not calling y'all names. I'm just stating a fact.
You said we got ADD. Okay.
Well, statistically, and Stoney can agree to this because she works in the medical field. She knows most individuals who have ADD and ADHD are men.
They're men.
Okay. What's the point?
My point is that y'all can't pay damn attention to one woman. Y'all don't have the capacity to focus on one woman unless one of them actually club you over the head and say, look here, you're going to be my man, else I'm going to take your air supply out of you.
Well, I think Brother T is trying to say, so I want to get his input before I interject.
Sure.
Well, I was thinking, what does this have to do with orgasms? And basically, if the ratio is 25 to 1, that means a man can have his choice. If he goes on the internet dating line, that's an illusion, but it's keeping his attention because he's on it a whole lot. And the choice is a fantasy. So his heart is just going to accelerate. He's getting something that he's not getting at home. So he's going to cheat, and he might go outside the marriage. But a lot of men, sometimes it's a fantasy because they can't perform, and they don't know how to. So in terms of orgasm, in the dating related, in the dating of the online dating industry, you can see where a man can have his attention on a couple of things. But a man will not, if he does have that kind of choice, he might know what to do with it, but might not. But the only thing I want to get to also in terms of being a man to one woman, if you do have those choices, a lot of times you have to have religion or spiritual relationship within the man to have some kind of conviction in order to stay monogamous. So I think that's the answer to, the question.
That's
true. Can a man actually have that choice and maintain his self-control? He can, but you always have to have the conviction of consequence present,
right,
in order to maintain yourself. Because you see something that you don't have at home, and you're going to flirt, but you know your borderline. You know how far you're going to go with it. And, you know, the thing is when you start to go beyond that, then, you know, there is no conviction. Just like in Black Sports Dictionary, the term infidel is actually denouncing God. Sometimes you got to go outside of Webster and in the Unabridged Dictionary in order to find the true definition of something. So when you cheat on your wife, you really cheat on anything that you believe in spiritually.
Right. That's about okay.
But that can really kill orgasms too if you think about it.
Yeah, and the other thing, T, and I want the ladies to hear this as well. The mind is a very powerful tool. You can think yourself into an orgasm,
mm-hmm,
if you try hard enough. You know, as a man, a lot of times, you know, in the past, I've thought myself into a quicker orgasm, or I've held my orgasm based on my mindset to make it last longer. If you have control, your mind controls a lot of stuff. The mind controls the body, not the other way around. You know, so I think with the orgasm thing, if women who are not having proper orgasm, if they learn how to get their head together, they can have them. But you're talking about ADD and ADHD and men, because men have a plethora of choices. And as long as we have a plethora of choices, you can call us names all day. Women, we're not dating squirrels. Women are giving us those choices, okay? So if you want to blame and call names, what are you going to call the women? That's
okay, well, I want to jump in right there, and then I'm going to turn it over to Stoney real quick. There's two things I want to say. Tomorrow on the Bree Life Radio Show, we are going to be talking about open relationships versus monogamy. So in terms of choices, that's a choice too. And
right,
usually it's a choice because of how a person views themselves as an individual and the freedom that they have within themselves to want to explore other people outside of their relationship. That's number one. Number two, I kind of want to bring it back to the orgasm topic. And we're talking I was talking to someone earlier about the show that was going to air this evening, and it was a man, and he said usually when the word orgasm is used, it's not associated with a man. It's more of a woman thing. But here's what I want to bring to the attention: orgasm versus. I wanna bring orgasm versus the man's ability to keep an erection, because they kind of go hand in hand. What would you say on that, Stoney? Because, you know, there are men, especially that are in their 40s and 50s and 60s, but let's stay in the 40s and 50s area, because that's where most of us are, who are unable, just like Alex said earlier, due to certain medications, certain health problems, that are unable to keep an erection, which causes their partner not to be able to have an orgasm that is provoked by penetration. So usually, like if a man has high blood pressure, cholesterol problems, heart problems, if he has any one of those three things or two combination of the three, it's guaranteed that the third prescription he's going to get is one for Viagra.
Oh, yes.
And you and I both being nurses, we know that for a fact.
What would you say about that? I
would
take that from there, because that's a great point. Because also, too, with that, for men, if they cannot use, a lot of men who cannot use their penis, they cannot fulfill the women's needs, some of them get very depressed. So a depression medication comes on top of that.
That's right.
We have to understand that you know, that men want to be able to please the women, and that's what they feel they're there for. I'm glad for it. Hallelujah. Please me. But we also have to understand that you have to still care for it. It's still a part of your body. It's still part of your temple. I think that, you know, that the men, they get so wrapped up in their genitalia that some of them even go out to get penile implants at that age, the 40 to 50 age. I know several men that have done that because they could not fathom the thought of not being able to have an erection.
A penile implant.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of that. I know a couple of people that got them. But I, you know, that's crazy right there. That's
Amen,
crazy.
Stoney, pass the collection plate. I just want to. I got peace over there a little bit. It's all good. I want to just bring one thing, that there are things out there now. All right, give you an example. You know, usually if you have an issue for a man for the erection, you should go see somebody and find out, you know, there are clinics, there are different areas, different companies that you can go to. You can find out really where are you in this situation. Are you physically like this? Have you been like this all your life and not had the technology to experience what can I do about it to maintain? Now, there are things out
technology
there.
Sound like the $6 million man to me. We rebuilding somebody.
Listen, but if it works like a $6 million man, what's the question? If it works like a $6 million man, it will. But I want to let you know that it's out there for you to be able to, you know, basically last like an hour and a half if you want to. But there's a process for it. And not only that, but, you know, you're talking about being an overnight porn star. And, you know, so the Viagra, in case the Viagra works, there is something above Viagra if the brother really wants to satisfy his lady. That's
right.
That's what
I heard somebody say that he didn't want to take. He was prescribed Viagra because he had cholesterol, high blood pressure, and he had type 1 diabetes. And he was prescribed Viagra, but he didn't want to take it because taking it too much would mess with his vision.
Wow.
It can't happen.
Okay.
He
couldn't see it coming.
He couldn't see it coming.
That's right.
There are side effects. But let me say this. We got about 3 minutes left. T, I thank you for calling so much. I want you to stay in touch with us, stay in touch with the show. You can catch us on Facebook. You can catch us on Twitter. And we really appreciate you calling in. And feel free to call in any time. Tomorrow night, we're having a show on Bree Life Radio about the monogamy versus open relationships. You feel free to call in. But once again, I thank you for calling in tonight. And we look forward to hearing from you again in the future. All right, T?
You're quite welcome, Alex, Tony. Thank you guys for hosting this. It's been great. Free Light, that's fantastic. I will be there. I'm on point.
Thank you.
Thank you, T.
Thank
we'll
you. Thank you very much, T.
All right.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Bree. So we got a few minutes left, and T really T is something else. I like having that the two guys and the two girls. I kind of like that, but you know, to have the perfect relationship, it doesn't exist. You know, Stoney and I, you know, we're married. We have a great marriage, but nothing's perfect. You know, you're always going to have issues, different things going on. But as you say, Bree, and I agree with you, there has to be constant communication as these changes occur. It just has to be constant because everything must change, and you can't just say, well, you changed, so I want out. You know, that's just not how that's going to work out. You have to be able to change together. So if you guys have closing comments, go ahead in before we close the show.
The only thing I just want to say is that I agree with everything, and I thank everybody for communicating with us. I thank everyone for listening to us and to communicate with us in the future. Bree, thank you for allowing us to be on your network. We appreciate it. We love you.
Well, I love you both on purpose, and the Bree Life Radio Network is growing as a result of your participation. We're glad to have you, and we're looking forward to these weekly topics because they're, you know, you really scratched the, you, both of you scratched the surface on things that most people are afraid to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm proud of myself, and I'm proud of the both of you to be able to offer a forum, not just for people to listen, but to call in and ask questions and to also vent. Because we do that on the network, too. We like, you
right.
know, we like that, especially on Freestyle Thursdays that airs at 9 o'clock. So
that's it.
I'm going to close out the show to say that we all love you.
both Alex Stoney and myself, we love you on purpose. We want you to tune in next week again at 8 o'clock. The show is from 8 to 9 or 9:30 if it goes over. And you have been listening to Relationship Extra. Please come back and tune in and take care. Peace and blessings.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Yeah, yeah, 18.